Improv. Do not fear it. It's fun. It's exciting. And sometimes it's audience participation. And this year in September, running 27th through the 29th, we will have the return of the Improv Festival of Cincinnati. And joining me this evening is Paul Kerford Wilson, a member of the staff of the Improv Festival of Cincinnati. Welcome, Paul.
I'm part of a great team, so I'll do my best to represent all the work they do.
Of course, having a great team is essential to improv, and you have several great teams coming this year.
We've expanded the festival. Last year, we had 19 troops. This year, we have 32 total. That includes 20 teams coming from out of state, four headliners that we're very excited about. A local woman is returning. Her name's Emily Fightmaster. She's been to Chicago and has had incredibly well-earned success. She's a talented, hardworking performer and a joy to play with. So all the success she's had is well-earned. We have Broke Gravy coming out of Portland. They're a three-man African-American troupe. Only two of them can make it, but I'm super excited about the work they do. Amber Nash is coming back from Atlanta with a group called Working Title. It's actually her and Kevin Jalise, who runs Dad's Garage in Atlanta. And then we have the Bearded Company as a headliner. They were the Bearded Men, but they have diversified their membership, so they are now the Bearded Company.
Now, for people who are not familiar with improvisation, give us a little background on what they should expect.
That's always a tough question, because every show is unique. Every show involves the perspective of the performers and the contributions of the audience, the moments that happen on stage, the little discoveries. So what you should expect to see is something that is like a play, but created in front of you. We do actually have some short form troupes coming also, which is much more like Whose Line Is It Anyway, for anybody familiar with that, or Wildin' Out, which was on MTV for a while. So it's a theater experience. You'll come, you'll have a seat. There'll be a series of performances. We have three troupes per time slot, and each show is very unique. One thing we focus on this year is a diversity of styles. We definitely focused on the diversity of the voices coming to our stage and actually got some support from Artswave to help us bring in more diverse troupes. But we also focused on diversity of style, which means we have a troupe called Horror of Terror that does a horror movie improvised in front of you. And we've got Radio Pigeon, which is really hard to describe, but is a meta show. It's a couple who pretend to be from Britain doing an improv show in America and then analyzing the improv show in America. We have Jetso, which is a clowning-based improv interactive. So you're going to see a variety of styles. You're going to get a different experience, and we've got tons of opportunities to see shows.
Now, locally, improv has had a bit of growth in the past 4 or 5 years.
Absolutely, yeah.
What are some of the companies that will be participating from Cincinnati?
Well, there's two major companies that are participating. We have OTR Improv, which I'm also a member of the staff of, and then Improv Cincinnati, which is in Northside and has been doing amazing work. Just recently, Sin City joined the roster. They didn't exist in time to apply, so they're not participating. But then there's other independent teams. There's one called Blue Roses, which is a member of OTR Improv and then an independent improviser from Cincinnati. So the scene has really expanded, taken on a lot of diversity in terms of offerings. We're still working really hard to get the diversity of voices, although proud to say OTR Improv has pretty close to 50-50 gender balance right now, which we're super proud of. But obviously we have more work to do, as all of us do, right?
Now, many festivals oftentimes rely on volunteers to help out.
Absolutely.
Is that the case with improv?
Yeah. There's a sign-up sheet that's available through our website, ifcincy.com. It's open to the public to volunteer. Not every role in the festival, volunteer-wise, is open to the public, but there's a ton of opportunities to work. You get to meet the improvisers. You get to see shows. We do need some help setting up for the festival. Those are also opportunities to earn tickets to see shows. So it is a great way to participate in the festival and get to see some improv.
Well, with the number of companies you've got coming in, obviously it's not in one location. Where are the venues?
Actually, we are. We're in Memorial Hall. We were at NO for years, and they're an amazing partner, and we're still in strong partnership with them. But because of our expansion, because of what we wanted to do in terms of growth and an existing relationship with Memorial Hall through our comedy sports offering, we decided that the ballrooms of Memorial Hall offered that opportunity to stay in one venue to allow our audience to find us easily, but to expand our offerings to start towards the idea of multiple venues, which is certainly the goal. And this is a nice stepping stone in between those.
You mentioned ballrooms, plural. I'm assuming you're using both of the ballrooms?
Yes. Yeah, we're using both ballrooms. There'll be actually simultaneous shows happening. They are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings, 7:30 and 9:30. So there'll be two shows at each time slot. That lineup is online at ifcincy.com. And we made a point to schedule our headliners in two shows so that people have more of a chance to see them and to see the whole festival. We have some very dedicated audience members who have come to every festival show we've had, and we wanted to make sure they had the opportunity to catch the best of the best that we're bringing in. Not that the other groups we're bringing in aren't worth supporting also, but just because we know these headliners are going to bring amazing work to our stage, we wanted to make sure as many people as possible had a chance to see them.
Will there be any other activities involved in the festival?
Yeah, we have workshops during the day on Saturday. So four of our traveling artists are going to be teaching workshops this year. We're really focused in on the idea of trying to teach very specific skills. We found that's had the most success in the past, and we think it's the most valuable for the local improv audience. As you said, it's grown a lot, which means there's a lot of performers looking for opportunities to learn. And the more specific the skills can be, the stronger the scene here will grow.
Say a performer is interested in performing with an improv group. What are some of the opportunities they would have through the year?
Well, so we have a monthly improv jam, which happens on the third Tuesday of every month at No Theater. It's a free event, and it is sign up. We get a list of names. We have a list of games. We match up names to games and then let people play. It's a great way to get your toe wet to see if it's something you're more interested in. We do offer classes. That's not a requirement to join our troupe. There are classes offered through Improv Cincinnati. I'm not 100% sure of how they take people in, but we do yearly auditions. They'll probably happen in November. They're never really set in stone until a couple weeks before, but we try to make it as loud as we can when we finally set that date so that we get people. And we have had amazing luck attracting people we didn't know were local improvisers into our auditions and have grown immensely from their contributions. So it's a strong part of what we want to do is to keep building that momentum and build our troupe.
Now, Cincinnati has a long tradition of theater being presented by children, tweens, and teens. How about improv for children, teens, and tweens?
It's something that we are desperately working on because there is an audience out there. We were lucky enough as OTR Improv to work with Jason Burgess over at Highlands High School and his amazing theater program. And it whetted our appetite for the idea of what is possible. And that conversation continues. Hopefully someday we'll be back here, maybe with Jason sitting with us, to talk about what I think could be an amazing opportunity. Part of the festival, there isn't anything specifically that is aimed at teens. We tried. We looked. The audience doesn't overlap completely, and without the momentum of a local program, it doesn't work very well. But like I said, it is something that we are focused on, and hopefully by next school year, we'll be able to have a larger discussion about some opportunities for teens here because it is important to us.
Of course, an undertaking like this isn't possible without support.
Yes. I mentioned the team. I would be remiss not to mention my co-producer, Kat Smith, who is a rock and a rock star at the same time. And then we have amazing sponsors. We've got Joe Mock, who's a local theater maven, and Cutler Real Estate Group. We've got Gorilla Cinema, Jacob Trevino's very creative bar conglomerate, and he let us have Tokyo Kitty as a lineup announcement party. So he's a supporter. He was actually a storyteller for us last year as part of our festival. We've got Westcott and Shaw Framing up in Oakley. They are supplying us with some artwork and some financial support. And then Mest Comics is helping out with some of the staging. And then, as I mentioned earlier, but need to mention again, Archwave came through with a grant to help us diversify our offerings and have been a supporter for years and years and have helped us grow both through their monetary support and also through their advice, their counsel. So they're an amazing partner here to have in Cincinnati.
Well, that is the Improv Festival of Cincinnati running September 27th through the 29th at 7:30 and 9:30 at Memorial Hall.
Yep.
For more information on the festival, as well as OTR Improv and other participating groups, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org. I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Paul Kerford Wilson. Thank you so much for joining us, Paul.
Thank you.
For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.